Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. Happy New Year. Oh my gosh. So I'm recording this and it's January 2nd, 2022. How crazy is that? So today's episode is going to be a quickie, and it's inspired from a post that I did in our Empowering Women for Success Facebook group. If you're not a part of our free community, make sure you follow the link in the show notes and join. So I'm just going to read it. Okay, so this quote came from Jim Rohn, and he says, "I find it fascinating that most people plan their vacations with better care than they plan their lives. Perhaps it's because escape is easier than change." Okay, and then I added to that and wrote, "Most people have a pretty solid itinerary for their vacations to ensure they make the most of it. But how many of us have a similar framework for our lives to ensure we're making the most of our time on earth? Instead of planning our escape from our lives, why don't we create a life we don't want to escape from?" So it just really got me thinking, because I'm really intentional with the new year and I really like to really reflect. Like, I talk about this all the time, guys. I'm really big on integration, because I feel like if you don't integrate, you're not actually embodying the lessons, and then you tend to repeat the same year the next year. You know, we repeat the same year 70 times and we call it life. No, you've just lived the same year over and over and over and over again. And so I thought, why doesn't everybody do this? Like, why wouldn't you set big goals? Why wouldn't you set a plan out for your year and for your life? Like, I have a 5-year vision, a life vision, and I write down my goals. And before New Year's in December, I really take a lot of time to reflect on what I've done and what I've achieved and the lessons that I've learned. And then I set my goals and my intentions for the year to come. And I'm like, why don't people do that? And my hypothesis, right, is that I think that people can't manage their emotions around disappointment. Why else wouldn't you plan your life with the same gusto and energy that you put towards your vacation in Cabo? It makes no sense to not put that time and energy unless you've been disappointed before and you've lost your spirit. So I always say that I feel so, my heart breaks for people that are like, oh, you know, New Year means nothing, or like they never set resolutions or goals or intentions or whatever. Like, my heart breaks for them, because I know that they're not connected to their highest self. Like, they are not inspired. And that means they're disconnected from their spirit, from true life force energy. They've lost hope, really. And that can be from so many things. Maybe they went through something traumatic, or maybe their parents were really pessimistic, or maybe they tried and they failed. But here's the thing. The most successful people fail more times than most people try. Okay, the most successful people, the reason that they are successful is because they can manage failure. So what does managing failure come down to? It comes down to your ability to deal with your emotions. So I'm going to make a big statement here, and I'm going to say people who don't set goals or intentions at the beginning of the year are scared. They're scared of failure. And I'm going to say they're emotionally immature, because they don't know what to do with those uncomfortable emotions of failure, of disappointment. Like, when things don't work out the way that they want them to, they can't deal with that physiological response in their body. It feels too uncomfortable. Let's think for a second of a man who like gets his heart broken, and then he turns into the macho man or the player who doesn't need any women. that's not what he truly wants. He truly wants connection, but he's scared. He's scared of getting hurt because he is not in control of his emotions. He cannot manage his emotions. And because he's unable to cope with the physiological response in his own body due to an external trigger, he shuts off to the world. He shuts women off altogether. Are you hearing what I'm saying, my loves? So if you are feeling a bit pessimistic about the new year, can I please just speak so much love and light and life into you and say, please don't do that to yourself, that you deserve better, that you deserve a fresh start. I don't care what happened in 2021, whether it was like a fucking shitty year, that you deserve better and that you're only going to get better when you ask for it. It's not just going to magically get better. You have to intend it. Now, I know not everybody is super analytical like me. Like, I fucking overthink everything and I have to plan everything out to a T. And you should see my journal of just reflection from the last year. It's insane, the lists that I do and all that. I get that everybody's brain doesn't work like that. And that might even just like throw someone into anxiety, right? So maybe you don't want to set like clear goals and like a framework and a game plan, but can you set a clear intention? Can you carve out some time to maybe just have some milestones of what a successful year might look like? Maybe even a theme, okay? So let's go baby steps, right? Because what we know about habits is when we try to radically change our habits is when we experience failure, right? When you go from like barely walking during the day to saying you're going to run an hour a day, like that's just unrealistic. And the moment you fail, you're never going to go back to it. So we want to do baby steps. So maybe you don't want to sit down and write your life vision, but can you sit down and think about some key things that would be cool if you achieved them in 2022, or the vibe that you want to feel? What's the energy you want to be in, or what's the theme, right? We can be as structured or unstructured as feels good to you. But what I'm really gonna share even further, and really just, I really want you to hold on to this one point, if nothing else, and I'm saying to you resonates, is that you deserve a life that you don't need to escape from. Now, escape can be a holiday. Escape can be alcohol. Escape can be going out. Escape can be gossip. Escape can be watching Netflix. But you deserve a life that you do not need to escape from. And if that just means just carving out a little bit of time to set an intention of what you want this year to look like, then that's what you need to do. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.